Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, chance of sprinkles, otherwise cloudy skies to partly sunny, 73. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny to mostly cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely into the overnight hours, temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 50.
Kansas Mid-American at Work News. Good Wednesday. A battle in Kansas between the Democratic governor and Republican-controlled legislature over reopening the economy has grown increasingly bitter. The fight between Governor Laura Kelly and GOP lawmakers is clouded by election year politics present and past. Kelly has joined Democratic colleagues in other states facing a GOP backlash amid the coronavirus pandemic. Many Republicans expect to pass a measure to curb the governor's power in emergencies when the legislature convenes tomorrow for a final day in the session this year. A Kansas congressman who's also a doctor says he's taking the malaria drug that President Trump has touted as treatment for the coronavirus. Republican Representative Roger Marshall says he doesn't have COVID-19 but has been taking hydroxychloroquine to hold off the virus. A spokesman for Marshall told the Kansas City Star Marshall's parents, siblings, and wife are also taking the drug. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced details for the coronavirus food assistance program yesterday. The department will offer up to $16 billion in direct payments to American farmers and ranchers that have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. USDA will begin accepting applications next Tuesday to producers who have seen a 5% or greater decline, as well as facing additional costs as a result of lower demand and disruptions to shipping. Additionally, the department will partner with regional and local distributors to purchase $3 billion in produce, dairy, and meat to be boxed and delivered to those in need. An airplane landed on the interstate in the Kansas City suburb of Lee Summit, Missouri yesterday afternoon. Traffic cameras showed a yellow and white dual-engine airplane parked in the northbound lanes of I-470. A pilot was making his final approach to land when he experienced sudden engine failure in one of two engines. No one was injured. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible, you only take for a spin when the weather is nice. Insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The coronavirus has hurt a vast majority of Nebraska's businesses, and about one in six of them are worried that it will force them to close their doors permanently. That's according to a report released yesterday by the Nebraska Business Development Center at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. The report highlights the sweeping damage caused by business closures and social distancing measures to keep the virus from spreading. It says 87% of Nebraska businesses have been hurt because of the pandemic. Meanwhile, Nebraska farmers have planted most of the expected corn crop and are making good progress on soybean planting. The U.S. Department of Ag reported this week that farmers had planted 91% of the corn crop as of Sunday, putting them far ahead of the 63% that had been planted by this time last year. It's estimated 78% of the soybean crop is also in the ground. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly meets today with President Donald Trump to discuss reopening efforts in the state. She announced some relaxation of a timeline toward Phase 2 yesterday. This step begins to affect summer recreation programs in Kansas communities. Brian Frongel with Marysville Sport and Recreation met with the Marysville City Council Monday night to outline plans.
The current situation with youth ball games here in Marysville is that we can start practicing here in Marysville on June 1st. Up to June 1st, the sports complex is closed, as well as tournaments and practices. So once June 1st hits, our teams will be able to practice, and we are hoping that on June 15th, we will be able to start games.
Frogel said there would be some regulations and guidelines.
We'll still try to maintain social distancing. The dugouts will not be in use. The playground will be closed. The bathrooms will not be open. We want each ball player to bring their own drinks because there will be no water fountains or shared coolers or anything like that. Parents will be dropping off their child for practice and then picking them up when they're done. Between practices, once one practice is over, the next team won't be able to practice for 15 minutes. So one team can get out, the other can come in. You know, there's just certain things like that that the coaches will get those procedures and will forward them on to the parent as well so that they will know.
Additional guidelines will be required when games start.
Once games start on the 15th, there will probably be other procedures that we must follow, but we haven't quite got there yet, getting the procedures finalized. We will sit down with the city council members on the rec committee like we did for the practice procedures and make up some game procedures.
Brian Frogel with Marysville Sport and Recreation. City of Marysville earlier announced a reopening schedule for their facilities that includes a planned mid-June opening of a city pool if sufficient staff is available and restrictions allow. Another positive case of COVID-19 in Clay County announced yesterday as a fifth case involves an unidentified individual who is hospitalized in another Kansas county. Three of the county's other cases have all recovered, with one previous fatality in Clay County. Washington and Marshall counties are still free of any positive tests. Marshall County Helping Hands Food Pantry in Marysville will be open Thursday afternoons from 3 until 5. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute another round of disaster health distributions this Friday, May 22nd. The distribution will begin at 9 a.m. at the Helvering Center. They will hand out boxes until they are all distributed. They cannot be held back. Distribution begins at 9 Friday and are available for all residents of Marshall County, regardless of income qualifications. River Valley Extension District is partnering with the Post Rock District, continuing the Horticulture Hot Topics webinar series via Zoom on Thursdays. The seminar May 21st is Veggie Gardening 101 and begins at 7 p.m. Program is offered at no cost and open to the public. Pre-registration is requested by 4 o'clock Wednesday. Contact the River Valley or Post Rock Extension Districts. Myra Stook, age 97, formerly of the Marysville area, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville, with live streaming on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Myra Stook. Donald Woodcock, age 75, of Washington, passed away Friday. Private service Friday 10:30 at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday noon until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Don Woodcock. Robert Bob Round, age 74, of Wymore, passed away January 31st. A memorial graveside service is planned Friday 10:30 at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Thursday from 10 until 5 at the Laughlin of a funeral home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Bob Round. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ham balls, scallop potatoes, winter blend, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, Sloppy Joe's steak fries, peas, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
It takes hard work, perseverance, knowledge, time, patience, and dedication to run a successful farming operation. The same goes for education. It all starts out with a plan, a seed, and effort to see it grow to full potential. Farmers Cooperative would like to take this time to congratulate all area high school graduates and wish them good luck on their future endeavors.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have this low-pressure system, a stationary boundary across the central northern parts of the Rockies. It looks like a high-pressure system across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, but we are going to see continuing cloud cover as we head over the next few days. This low-pressure system will push across the central parts of the Midwest as we head towards the end of the week with another system that's going to bring more showers and thunderstorms all the way through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We are going to see a ridge move in place, bring in temperatures, warm temperatures, as we head towards the end of the week and into the start of the weekend. So across the area, chance of sprinkles, otherwise partly sunny to mostly cloudy, 73. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies in the mid-70s. Tomorrow night into Friday, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms likely. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Melford.
Average high temperature mid-May, 75, record high on this date, 89 in 2014. The average low 53 and the record low 40 set in 1993. Sunset this evening 8:40, sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Sunny and 53 degrees, winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of May. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A change in the NFL's hiring process, and a former Chicago Bull takes a swipe at Michael Jordan following the conclusion of The Last Dance. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. As several teams around the NFL begin partially reopening their facilities, the league's chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, acknowledged on a conference call with reporters the inevitability that a number of personnel could be infected by COVID-19 throughout the fall. Sills also said the league is working with the players' union to determine a protocol for getting players and coaches back in team facilities. NFL owners approved an amendment to make changes to the Rooney Rule, but stopped short of approving a resolution that would have rewarded minority hiring with draft pick compensation. Commissioner Roger Goodell on the decision.
We may want to go back and talk to others and try to strengthen it and to try to make sure that it does what we were originally intending and the objective, which is to reward teams and coaches for developing minority coaches.
Teams must now interview at least two minority candidates outside the organization for an open head coach position and one candidate for coordinator's job. This is ABC Sports. Former Chicago Bulls forward Horace Grant is firing back at claims Michael Jordan made about him during the Last Dance series. Grant, who was part of the Bulls' first three championships in the early 90s, denied he leaked much of the information in the Jordan Rules book. In a radio interview with Cap and Company on ESPN 1000 in Chicago,
he goes out and put this lie out that I was the source behind. Sam and I have always been great friends. We're still great friends. But the sanctity of that locker room, I would never put anything personal out there.
Grant says he last spoke to Jordan 3 years ago and referred to The Last Dance as a so-called documentary throughout much of the interview. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlesby says the conference needs to be up and running by mid-July if the college football season is going to start on time. Bowlesby acknowledged that it's up to the health experts to determine when student-athletes can safely return. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
A salute to the class of 2020 of Lynn High School from Deeks Catering and Jack's Food Mart, Holy Tractor Repair, Blue Valley Telecommunications, the Lynn Community Nursing Home, United Bank and Trust, Titan West Manufacturing, Midwest Products, and Southeast Community College.
To the 2020 Lynn seniors, it has been a joy to be your principal. As you embark on a new journey, I know you will exceed in all of our expectations. Take time to celebrate and then go out and be the exceptional young adult I know you to be. Congratulations, Miss Ruth.
Lynn High School seniors include Jesus Alvarado, Elizabeth Bach, Alejandro Cardenas, Ricardo Cardenas, Haley Dittmer, Gilberto Zamora, Emily Myers, Kaylee Emke, Tyler Oldie, Kyle Richardson, Jace Schaefer, Jaylee Waller, and Daniel York. A salute to the class of 2020 of Lynn High School from Deeks Catering and Jack's Food Mart, Holy Tractor Repair, Blue Valley Telecommunications, the Lynn Community Nursing Home, United Bank and Trust, Titan West Manufacturing, Midwest Products, and Southeast Community College.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Trump administration on Tuesday announced the rollout of the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP. It will provide up to $16 billion in direct payments to farmers and ranchers. Beginning May 26th, USDA will be accepting applications from farmers who have suffered losses of 5% or more. These funds come from the $9.5 billion in appropriated funding provided in the CARES, dedicated to agriculture, and $6.5 billion from the Commodity Credit Corporation. Farmers will receive a combined total from CFAP and CCC of 95 cents per bushel for soybeans, 67 cents for corn. The payment rate for cattle, $247 a head for slaughter cattle, $171 a head for feeders over 600 pounds, and $45 for hogs under 120 pounds. There is a payment limitation of $250,000 per person or entity. Producers who receive 80% of their maximum total payment upon approval of the application as well. The remaining portion of the payment will be paid later. Producers can apply through their local FSA office. The applications will be accepted through August 28th. Additional information and application forms found online, farmers.gov/CFAP. Well, ag groups welcoming the rollout of the payments, but say farmers will need even more relief. National Corn Grower President Kevin Ross said the assistance is the first step in getting farmers and the customers back on solid footing. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall called the program critically important, saying long-term effects of the pandemic are still rippling through the farm economy. And National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Marty Smith said it's one step and much more needs to be done. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's briefly recap how things finished up yesterday. Yes, by things finally wrapping up, the stock market did see a drop to end the three-day winning streak. Through the ag commodities, we saw a mostly mixed day. We did see a rally at the end of the day in some places through the livestock, including June live cattle, up a nickel at the close to 98.77. August was up 22 to 99.07. However, the rest of the complex did see slight loss. Same story for the feeder cattle. May feeders up 82 cents at the close to 127.42. August feeder cattle did finish down 62 cents to 131.92. And from that point on, nothing but losses again. Nothing but red for the lean hogs. June hogs down a dollar at the close to 56.65. July down 137 to 56.27. Into the grains, we did see more mixed figures as July corn finished up a half a cent to 321 and a quarter. September finished up one and a quarter to 325 and a half. Chicago and spring spring wheat did see slight gains yesterday, but Kansas City wheat finished in the red. July Kansas City wheat down 4 3/4 to 441.5. September at 448.25. That was down 4.5. Soybeans also saw a slight loss. July beans finished down 2.5 to 842.5. August down the same mark to 845.25. July soybean meal also finishing down 50 to 284.60. And July soy oil down 23 points at the close to 27.09. Cotton complex did have a very strong day. July cotton up 140 points to 59.20 and triple digit gains from that point on. June crude oil finished with a 68 cent gain back to 32.50 a barrel. June unleaded gas was up a penny to 104 a gallon. Natural gas up 4 to 183, but heating oil did finish down in the red, down 3 to 97 cents. June gold finished up 11.20 an ounce to 17.45.60, with May silver up 42 cents to 17.89. Sam Speck with your markets here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
This is Daryl Anderson from the Farm to Fork Radio Show. This coronavirus business is serious stuff. I'm sure you're doing all the right things to protect yourself and your family and friends. One thing you're doing right is listening to this radio station for the latest national, statewide, and local information about the threat. Unlike some information sources, you can trust what you hear on the radio. Make sure your family and friends are doing the same and hang in there.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Remember, a couple of weeks back, I told you the story about a Northeast Kansas farmer who made all of Farming America look really good? Well, there's more to his story after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
A Kansas farmer took the national spotlight a couple of weeks ago when he sent a letter to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and enclosed a mask left over from his farming days that he wanted the governor to give to a frontline worker battling the COVID virus in New York. All we knew at the time was that this farmer's name was Dennis. The letter was signed Dennis and Sharon. He didn't want to give his last name. He didn't want the publicity. He just wanted to try to do something to help. And the governor of New York put Dennis and Sharon in the spotlight when he read the letter on his daily COVID-19 briefing.
His wife has one lung and diabetes. He has five masks. He sends one mask to New York for a doctor or a nurse, keeps four masks. You want to talk about a snapshot of humanity. How beautiful is that?
Well, it didn't take long after that for people to figure out that Dennis and Sharon in Northeast Kansas, retired farmers, had the last name of Runke, R-U-H-N-K-E. And Dennis Runke's story then became known, which included the fact that he went to Kansas State University when he was younger, but he never graduated. He was two credits away from getting his degree when his father died, so he decided the best thing to do was go back home and take care of the farm. Well, Kansas State President Richard Myers took care of that, at a special ceremony last week.
I am pleased to confer upon Dennis Runke in the graduating class of fall 1971 the degree you have earned at Kansas State University. Congratulations.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly was there too, and she said Runke epitomizes what is called the Wildcat Way.
It's having each other's backs. It's choosing to take risks, recovering from defeat, and winning with humility. It's about embracing challenges together. It's about family.
Dennis Runke, the retired Kansas farmer who just wanted to try to do something good and didn't want to become well-known, he became very well-known. And tomorrow you'll hear his graduation acceptance speech on Farming America. Back after this.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 53 degrees, sunny skies, light winds, highs around 70, seasonal highs today. Tomorrow, then a little warmer to the weekend with a chance of thunderstorms.
Ancient mythologies had a lot to say about the origin of lightning and thunder. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
We'll run this year from
no one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens,
Derby and the Preakness for the first time and take place at a shorter distance. It will lead off the Triple Crown on June 20th in New York with no fans in attendance and at a distance of 1 1/8 miles instead of the 1.5 mile test of champions. The three Triple Crown races will be run out of their traditional order for the first time since 1931. The Kentucky Derby was moved from May 2nd to September 5th, and the Preakness from May 16th to October 3rd. I'm Bill Michaels.
And NFL news, Commissioner Roger Goodell gave the 32 clubs the go-ahead for limited reopening as long as state and local municipalities allow them to. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Ancient mythologies had a lot to say about the...
Especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
At a daily coronavirus news conference in Albany, New York, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said he's asked Major League Sports teams to start planning to reopen or start their seasons without fans, adding that those fans will enjoy watching on TV.
When a team plays, even if there's no one in the stands, it gets broadcast, and that gives people at home entertainment value, something to participate in, another reason, frankly, to stay home. As opposed to go out, and staying home is good right now.
The governor went on to say, I think this is in the best interest of all people and in the best interest of the state of New York. The governor went on to say, why wait until you can fill a stadium before you start to bring the teams back? And if you can televise it in the meantime, great, he said. And KU head coach from 1967 to 1970, Pepper Rogers, passed away last week. He was 88. Mid-America Network Sports.
Thank you.
A salute to the class of 2020 of Hanover High School. From the Hanover Hospital, Citizen State Bank, Hanover Electric, Freeman Farmers Mutual Insurance, Hanover Insurance Agency, Blue Valley Telecommunications, B&W Electric, and Andy's Hardware and Lumber.
This is Corey Jensen, principal of Hanover High School. I'd like to congratulate our seniors on their graduation and overcoming what will hopefully be some of the most difficult times in their school career. The Hanover community, teachers, and staff would like to wish them well, and we can't wait to see what the future holds for them.
Hanover High seniors include Caden Bruna, Emma Bruna, Hannah Bruna, Isaac Bruna, Jacob Bruna, Zachary Bruna, Kate Dimler, Julie Garong, Emily Hendrickson, Madison Hoyer, McKenna Gentleman, Tanner Lane, Tiana Losi, Kobe McCubbin, Zachary Meyer, Zamariah Nagley, Garrett Pettigo, Tegan Schwartz, Cadley Stahlbaumer, Jonah Weber, Tegan Zabatrisky, and Zachary Zarbanicki. A salute to the class of 2020 of Hanover High School. From the Hanover Hospital, Citizen State Bank, Hanover Electric, Freeman Farmers Mutual Insurance, Hanover Insurance Agency, Blue Valley Telecommunications, B&W Electric, and Andy's Hardware and Lumber.
Ancient mythologies had a lot to say about the origin of lightning and thunder. A closer look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower